the planets, the suns, the orbits, the vastness, the huge, huge expanse called the universe wasn't. And Hashem brought it into being with words. And when you think about that and you dwell upon that thought, it brings you to a tremendous sense of Yirat Shamayim. Because if Hashem created this and Hashem maintains this, it lets you know a little bit about the majesty, the power, the awe with which one has to hold our Creator. But I think we take one more step. I think we'll bring it home a little bit more to be able to feel. You see, it's still in a theoretical sense. I want to ask you guys a question, especially if you paid attention in science in high school. If here's the sun, and the planets are orbiting around the sun, and here's, let's say, planet Earth, I have a very fundamental question to ask you. Why is it that planet Earth doesn't just fall down, 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 away from the sun? And it gets colder and colder and colder and colder and colder as we fall away, right? When everything's just spinning in the sky, right? You ever see one of these models? Here's the sun and here are the planets. So why doesn't the Earth just fall down and we start freezing and freezing and fall into the 13 billion light years of space? Now, everybody knows that's a silly question, because don't you study science in something called gravity, right? Newton cranked that law, right? The body's mass, each body's mass based on the distance, attracts each other. So the sun is a very massive object. The Earth is a reasonably massive object. There's a pull, there's gravity, there's a pull that connects one to the other. So therefore, planet Earth does not fall deep into space. Now, gentlemen, if you would like to become a Yirat Shamayim, I have a very simple exercise for you. Sunday morning, go to a bowling alley, pick up a 16-pound bowling ball, and for 2 hours, hold it out on your side. Now, the reason why I say it, hold it out on your side, is because likely you'll find after about 10 minutes, or maybe 30 seconds, it's going to come crashing down, because you can't hold a 16-pound bowling ball out to the side for very long. If you do it over here in front of your toes, they'll break it. So do it to your side. But if you find it difficult to support this, I want you to say 3 words and you'll find it'll hold up. Before you pick up the bowling ball, say the words Belima, 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 and then hold up that 16-pound bowling ball for 2 hours. What do you think is going to happen? It's going to come crashing down, right? Why? Because Belima, Belima, Belima is not going to hold anything in orbit. But you know what the point is? Do you know the words we say on Yom Rosh Hashanah? Tola Eretz al Belima. Hashem holds up the earth. Belima, Belima, without anything. Because you know what gravity is? Gravity is nothing. There are no wires, there are no cables. It's a force that Hashem created, Hashem put into the world, and that force holds up planet Earth where it is in orbit. Do you know what planet Earth weighs? I looked it up because I wanted to know, and the number was so silly that it had no meaning. But I promise you, it's very heavy. It's 8,000 miles in diameter. I mean, there are mountains and rivers and like a lot of stuff, even elephants on this planet. It's a very heavy planet, right? Tola Eretz al Belima. Hashem created a force called gravity, and gravity keeps this huge, humongous ball called planet Earth in its orbit, and it doesn't fall into space. But the problem is that for some strange reason, we're not awed by that fact. That's gravity. I know, since I'm a kid, it's, of course, it goes around. I see the model, I go to science, and that's part of the game, right? No. What you have to do is you have to stop, think, and say to yourself, oh my goodness, there was nothing. There was nothing. Anything that I see is something that Hashem created. Earth, matter, oxygen, atoms, molecules, quarks are things that Hashem brought forth. They weren't and Hashem made them. Gravity wasn't, and it's a force that Hashem put into the Bria. Hashem created and kept it for the sole purpose of keeping planet Earth where it is. When you do this, I think it brings you to a tremendous sense of humility, of wow, Marabu Masech Hashem, how wondrous are your works. How amazingly powerful are you, the Creator? And I think that's exactly what the Talmidim were saying to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. You're asking us to fear the Creator of the heavens and the earth as we fear a bus of a dumb, a little man A man who can't remember what he had yesterday for breakfast, who doesn't know where he's going to be tomorrow. A man who can create nothing. A universe 13 billion light years across, with orbits and planets and vastness. With a sun, with gravity, with forces that man is barely beginning to understand. You want to become a ma'amin? If you want to become a ma'amin, ask yourself the question. I got the fact why planet Earth doesn't fall down, because it's pulled by gravity, right? The mass of the sun versus the mass of the Earth. So then why isn't the Earth pulled into the sun, and all of a sudden, by the way, you know what happens? The angle changes. We're on an angle of 23.5 degrees, angle to the sun. If the angle changes a little bit, so the average temperature on planet Earth turns to about 4,000 degrees, and, oh, you know, rocks turn to molten lava, and planet Earth ceases to exist. So why is it? Why are we 93 million and 91 in the winter time? Why aren't we 50 million, 45, 35, 25? Why aren't we pulled into the sun? So what's the answer to that? Anyone know that one?
It's inertial motion. The planet Earth is moving in a straight line and it's falling. Like if you throw an object, it'll fall. So by the time it falls, it reaches where the curve of the Earth is. So it keeps on falling and keeps on going around.
Somebody's paying attention in high school. And I'm glad somebody can answer that. Now I had to look it up. And that's how scientists explain it. But listen to what we're saying. The force is actually called centrifugal force. A object in motion is going to maintain that motion. And because it's in motion, even though there's a pull by the sun to pull it in, there's an opposite force, a centrifugal force that's in motion that keeps it going. But think about that. Here's the punchline.